God lives and works today. We will see this more practically in today's meditation, that loving Jesus is a privilege and the greatest joy there is. But what does it really mean to be allowed to love Him? Today's meditation, called Message of Joy by Basileia Schlink, gives us a biblical answer to this question.
Jesus, radiating beauty, light encircled majesty. Jesus, throned and high exalted over every sovereignty. Beauty marks now all thy bearing, decked with God's nobility. Love now shines from all thy features, which the angels joy to see.
Jesus says in John chapter 14, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." What a request, what a challenge, what a message of joy which Jesus always begins with these words, "If you love me." The first question he asked Peter after the resurrection was, "Do you love me?" Again and again we find Jesus talking about this love.
What does it mean to be allowed to love God above all things? Jesus answers this by saying, "If anyone loves me, God himself will come and live within him. He who made heaven and earth will dwell in us. He'll pray in us and speak through us. All power and authority is given to him. He is the victor who solves our problems and carries out all his plans."
Jesus, you are our glorious Lord. By us and all the people adored. Jesus, our joy eternal.
Now we can say, "The greatest and strongest power there is, whether for our inner conflicts and battles or for the needs of our nation, is the power of love. This love entails the most personal relationship of our hearts to Jesus. It means that he is our closest, most intimate friend. We will be asked only one question in eternity: have we loved Jesus?
Jesus is love everlasting. He came to us below, that God to all his children a selfless love might show. Eternal love is still waiting, it bleeds with every heart. Won't you hear and answer? I cannot bear to part."
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.